Some college basketball, and the UCLA Bruins get rid of their head coach, Steve Alford. And join us now, our good friend, the former sharpshooter himself, the UCLA Bruin, the NBA champion back in the day, and does a fantastic job in the UCLA Bruins radio network, Tracy Murray. What's up, Trace?
What's going on, TC?
Man, it's all happening here, man. How was your New Year's?
It was good. It was quiet. You know, I was with the family, so it was really quiet.
So let's talk about what's been happening there in Westwood. Steve Alford let go last week. We have talked about Steve Alford potentially losing his job for quite some time. Just take us through what happened here, Tracy. We know that you guys went on that road trip back to Ohio, lost to Ohio State. The guys played in Chicago on the neutral court. I had the ugly losses to Belmont. A couple of those really bad home losses, I guess, eventually led to Steve Alford's firing. But just take us through the mindset on what happened there with Alford and UCLA.
Well, that was the loud part of the New Year's. but it was really weird watching what was going on. I think, when they were beating cupcakes at the beginning, they had a false sense of reality and a false sense of confidence. And then when the Michigan State and North Carolina game hit, then it kind of brought them down. And some kids, you either mentally tough enough to push through and learn from it, or you're going to tuck your tail and run in the corner. And I think this group, I don't really see, and even Coach Alford said, you know, he answered a question after the Liberty game. He mentioned something about toughness, and I asked him, was that a problem with the team? And he said, absolutely. So toughness is a problem with the team. And if they don't have anybody that can step up and be tough and turn that around, and I'm not even talking about just from a physical standpoint, but from a mental standpoint, that's how you pull yourself out of ruts like this. If you're mentally weak, you just let it continue to happen. At some point, you got to get tired of losing.
And losing to the likes of Belmont and Liberty, especially Liberty.
At home.
Exactly. At Pauley Pavilion. And not only lose, Tracy, but to get drilled. Losing 73-58. You don't lose by 15 on your home floor to Liberty as you get ready to start conference play. I mean, this isn't your season opener. I mean, this is, you know, you've got 14 games behind you.
Right. This is a four-game losing streak going into the conference play, which is not good. Not good momentum going in there, going against a Stanford who almost beat Kansas. And, you know, it's like Stanford plays hard. I watched them on tape last night. They play hard, ball moves, body moves. They're long and they're athletic, physical, active. So when you have that coming at you and you're already laying down after being kicked, you know, Stanford's looking to continue to kick you. So UCLA at some point has got to stand up and fight back.
You know, when you look at the Steve Alford situation, let's go back to his hiring. It seemed like a pretty good choice. But now in retrospect, when you go back and you see the problems that he's had, either, you know, when Alonzo Ball was there, the LeVar situation, we talked about that with you so many different times. And then now the way the season starts for this year's team, we know that there was boosters a couple seasons ago flying the airplane, the message over there saying, hey, fire Steve Alford. In retrospect, Tracy, was he maybe not the right choice? Because when you look at Steve Alford, you look at, okay, here's a guy that played in Indiana, played under Bob Knight, had some success in Iowa and New Mexico. But when you are trying to coach at UCLA, he just never seemed like possibly the right fit. Is there any credence into that?
This is being said about every coach that's come after Wood. Oh, they weren't the right coach for the job. It's just unrealistic expectations at UCLA after Coach Wooden. There's no way anybody's going to ever duplicate what Coach Wooden did there at UCLA. But fans, alumni, everybody expects it to happen. It's unrealistic. That was a very, very special time where UCLA got all the good recruits. They were coached by a great coach, the best of all time, and they played less games when it came to the NCAA tournament. So that time is not going to be duplicated ever, ever again. And I think UCLA people got to understand that that's not going to happen again. And then once they swallow that, then they can make a choice stick with the person for a while and not put so much pressure on whoever comes in there to win 10 national championships in 12 years. It's not going to happen.
So what went wrong with Alford? Was it the relationship with players? Was it his system? In your opinion, what was wrong with Steve Alford and this team?
I don't know, because honestly, it just looked like he wasn't reaching these guys this year. And once you're not reaching them, then this is the result. I know he's had a lot of injuries. He has a young team, but I'm not using that as an excuse, because I was young playing in that program at one time as well. So I'm not using that as an excuse either. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's a combination of relationships with AAU teams. I think it's a combination of there's no trained eyes when it comes to ranking a lot of these kids. You know, it's more than just, you know, what happened at UCLA with Coach Alford. It's a bigger thing on the grassroots level, you know, politically, that, you know, these kids, I'm not really seeing what some of these untrained eyes are seeing in some of these kids.
Tracy Murray joined us with the UCLA Bruins Network, of course, the former Bruin himself, former NBA champion. Tracy, so where do the Bruins go now when they're looking for the next head coach? And I made a statement earlier in the program, and I want to share it with you, is that I understand that we're not going to see a John Wooden team ever like that again. However,
right,
we do see legendary coaches that have stayed put. We've seen Mike Krzyzewski. We've seen Roy Williams now, first at Kansas, now over at North Carolina. But I think you got to ask yourself this. It's like, okay, when we're finding a head coach, would Duke hire this coach? Would North Carolina hire this coach? Maybe
right.
Let's look at Gonzaga. Would they hire this coach? UCLA still has to approach their coaching search, I think, like that, and maybe not go off the beaten path. So who do you think, or what type of coach do you think the Bruins need to go after?
My question out of your question is, what is out there? That's my question. What's out there? And then, you know, when you look at what's out there, there's a lot of names that are being thrown around. Will some of those coaches leave their situations to come coach at UCLA and not know if they're going to be there for past 8 years? You know, some of these coaches have been in their position for a while, and they're real comfortable with their position. You know, will they get the same demographic of player that fits their system? Because there's pressure to keep some of the California kids home. And that may not be what fits the certain coaches' demographic, like Shaka Smart, for example. You know, there's people in Texas complaining about him. You know, in Virginia with VCU, he was able to get the type of player that fitted his system, and it was easier for him to coach. Now he's in a bigger situation, and they're expecting him to keep Texas kids home, and that may not what fits his demographic on how he coaches. So it's a real careful situation when you're picking a coach.
You know, with UNLV fans here, they still believe we should still be viewed as a premier destination, a premier school, okay? And it's not the case. With UCLA, I know that fan base thinks the exact same way. And, of course, UCLA has had recent success. But from an objective point of view, is the Bruins program still one of those elite destinations to get a quality head coach and to keep the top elite players to come to UCLA?
I think when it comes down to looking at a job that can be a top destination job, yeah, it is. Is it there right now at this point? Does it have the same respect that it did back in the day? Not at this point. You know, it needs to be brought back to that point to where people feared UCLA. Right now, no one fears UCLA. If the Belmonts and the Liberties comes in Pauley Pavilion and get wins, no one fears UCLA. So it has to get to that point again, and it's going to take a great coach, some really hard-nosed, talented players, some players that are maybe even the recruiting tactic may have to change a little bit. Instead of trying to get all these one-and-dones, maybe they should get the next tier of player that's happy to be there, that'll run through a wall for you, that's tough as nails, that's disciplined. You know, maybe you get that bunch that's going to be there for 3 or 4 years and maybe dedicate maybe 2 scholarships a year to a one-and-done type of talent. You know, maybe you have to think that way if you're UCLA, because if you look at everybody that's winning and going far in the tournament is mid-majors or teams like Villanova that are stockpiled full of juniors and seniors.
All right, the Bruins open Pac-12 play tomorrow night at home against Stanford. Tracy, real quick here, what's going to transpire here with the Bruins? How's this conference season going to unfold for them?
Well, you know what? The Pac-12 is down, and it's wide open. And you know, the Pac-12 will be lucky if they get two teams in the tournament this year. That's how bad the Pac-12 has done outside of conference in the preseason. So, the Bruins just have to put together a good run and win this Pac-12, and they'll get in.
They got the personnel to do that?
I don't know if they have talent. I don't know if they have the toughness. And even, as I said again, even Coach Alford said that. And when you talk about toughness, it's mental as well as physical.
Tracy, always appreciate it, my man. Take care. We'll look forward to talking with you as the season progresses.
Thank you.